Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachas daf Chafei. Begin in Amud Aleph. Begin with Taisa Divrei Maaseh. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Less Hilchasa Kiha Masnita. Halacha does not follow like this Braisa. El Kiha D'Tanya B'Chulu. Rather like the following Braisa. Which Taisa come to qualify the halacha as relates to the excrement of a person and that of Tarnagoylem of chickens. Which the Gemara brought from Rava. Halacha does not follow like the first Braisa that we brought in a certain regard. Rather like the following Braisa. That is, the Braisa says a person is not allowed to recite Kriyishma, not facing the excrement of a person, or that of swine, or that of dogs, only when there's hides inside of them. Now, Taisa means that Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, Les hilchasa kiha masnita dele el. What did Rava mean to say? Halacha does not follow like the previous Braisa in regards to the Asur Tzayis Klavim v'chazerim, in regards to when it said that there's a prohibition regarding the excrement of dogs and of swine, where the first Braisa said, even if there's no hides inside of them. Rather, says Rav, the halacha is like the second Braisa, which says that the prohibition of reciting Krishma facing the tzaya of chazerim and kalavim is only when there's hides placed inside of them, then it really has a bad odor. But if there's no hides inside of them, not like the first Braisa, then it's not such a bad odor, and then there's no prohibition of reciting Krishma facing them. Now, but Rashi said, that's only regarding the tzaya of kalavim and chazerim. But regarding the excrement of a person, that's not applicable regarding putting hides. No one puts hides in the excrement of a person. And there, there it actually would be prohibited to say Krishma in all situations. As Taisa says, Umashma, it sounds like that this was specifically said regarding the tzaya of kolavim and chazem that Rabbi said, that the prohibition is only going to be when there's hides inside of it. And by those two, but as Rashi points out, but not Betzayis Adam. Now, and additionally, says Taisa, it sounds like a Betzayis Tarnagoylem, that also the excrement of chickens, Loi Ari Rava, that also Rava wasn't talking about. And Obidach Braisa, and in the second Braisa, which said that the prohibition is only when you put the hides inside of it to tan it out, that leather, Loi Goris Tzayis Tarnagoylem Klal, it actually doesn't mention anything about the Tzay of the Tarnagoylem. And that's what Taisa says, Loi Polig Baha, and actually in regards to the Tzay of Tarnagoylem, that this Braisa does not disagree. I must need to delay with the previous Braisa. Meaning, just like Rashi pointed out regarding Tzayis Adam, there's no disagreement. Taisa says also regarding Tzayis Tarnagoylem, Rava wasn't saying that there's a dispute. And the second Braisa doesn't mention Tzayis Tarnagoylem. And says Taisa, Lefizeh, according to this, Yesh Lesser Tzayis Tarnagoylem, there should be a prohibition about the excrement of the roosters of the chickens, even without any hides placed inside of them. Because it was only regarding Chazer and regarding Klovim that the second Braisa required also hides. Now, however, Ba'im Rabbein Yehuda, but one of the Balei Tais Rabbein Yehuda says, but that's the Dafka Kishen Balul Shalem. This that we're inferring that the prohibition regarding the chickens of their excrement in all situations sits only in the coop, where in their cage. Sheyesham Sircha Gadol there, it's very filthy, it's very smelly over there. Of Batan the Goyel, Mahalchim Abayis, but he says, but the roosters, the chickens that they walk in the house, in Chayshin, that there's no concern for. There, their Tzaya is not a filthy and smelly thing, and then there is not a concern about saying Krishma directly facing it. Now, but Taisa brings it to Yerushalmi Yesh. It's brought in the Yerushalmi. The Ba'adumim Bilvad Yesh Lachar. So this concern that we're saying for the Tzaya of Tan the Goylem is only by the red ones. And says Taisa V'Leidin Lafarsh, we don't know how to explain what does that mean. Does it mean that the chickens that are red color, their excrement is more harsh than regular chickens and therefore it's prohibited? Or the intent was maybe for chickens that come from Eretz Edoim, where they feed them barley, and therefore their excrement is worse than the other ones. It's not clear what it means, the red ones. Now, void kama, Rova Taisa brings from the Yerushalmi, it says over there, marchikim magloli behema dalat amas. Also, one has to distance themselves from animal dung, also an area for amas. And Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak Geimer, he says over there, bovad shel chamer, but this only is referring to that of a donkey, which has a really bad odor, but from other animals, one is not required. Now, we continue in the next Taisa, Divrei Maaseh. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Reich Rasha in Le'ikra, regarding a bad smell that doesn't have a substance that it's coming from. Which Taisa is coming to qualify regarding the halacha of our bathrooms that actually has the same halacha, although that's where people relieve themselves and there is substance, actually has halacha like a Reich Rasha in Le'ikra, like a bad smell that doesn't have an actual substance of a source. Because the Gemara brought from Rav Sheisha is a question. What's the halacha with a reich rad that doesn't have a source? And the conclusion was that it's permitted to say divri taira, but it's forbidden to say the words of Krishma. And that says, Taisa's yesh mefarshim, that those who say, the bati kisoy shalonu, regarding our bathrooms, ba'oimik, where it's deep down, im yesh behen mechitza mafsekis, if there's a wall separating, habikamay reich rashein leker, it's like a bad smell that doesn't have a source, which has a more lenient halacha, as we mentioned in the sugya. And the reason why is kamei batik hisiyas de parsa. It's like the Persian lavatories. Like Hamamish, the Gemara brings later on the chavav maralev. As Rashi explains over there, the Persian bathrooms, what they had was that they would make a pit in their bathroom, and the opening of where people would relieve themselves was very far from the actual pit where it would go on this angle, and the excrement would roll down far away. So essentially, it's like ein loy ikar, because this, although there's a smell over here, but there's no substance here in this vicinity. It rolls all the way far down, and therefore, those who want to say that in our bathrooms, it's in Taisa's times right now, that it wouldn't be considered that sheyesh le'ikr, rather would be considered like she'en le'ikr, because the actual excrement doesn't lay around over there. It goes automatically down to the bottom in a different area. Now, continuing to Ahmed Bey's, we begin with the Taisa Divi Masl. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, but v'harei libay roya se'erva, but the heart is seeing, the person's chest is seeing his nakedness, his private area, which Taisa come to qualify if the halacha is that it's permitted to say Krishma when the person's heart is seeing his erva. The Gemara brought a braisa that when there's clear water, so he sits in it, the Tanakhama says, up until his neck, and then he can recite, because now there's a separation between his head and his body by the water being his body and his head above that. Now those who say that, no, you have to make the water murky, and then you're not going to have the heart even seeing the erva. The Gemara says, according to Tanakhama, that says permitted, so even if it's not awkward, even if it's not murky, but as Taisa quotes the words of the Gemara's question, "I v'harei liberei se'erva," but his heart is seeing the erva. So Taisa brings that Pirush Ri. The Ri explains midaparach Gemara hachi b'pshitas. From the fact that the Gemara asks it in such a obvious way, like what are you going to do with liberei se'erva? So although the Gemara answers that, yeah, the Tanakhama doesn't require, but from the Gemara's asking it in such an obvious way, mashmit sounds like the liberei se'erva asa that halacha would be that we rule actually that if a person's heart even sees his nakedness, not only his head, that it would be forbidden to recite Kriyat Shema. Ella, however, Tesis brings Rabbeinu Shmaya, who is Talmid Shel Rashi, a student of Rashi, Pasek at Tanakama. He actually rules like the Tanakama. The Libra is Erva Mutta, that even if one's heart sees his nakedness, as long as his head doesn't, and if he has like a blanket separating from his neck down, then it's going to be permitted even though his heart sees the Erva. But Taisa says, "Me, however, b'samach mashm da'asa." The Gemara later on sounds like that. Actually, no, it's going to be permitted. It's going to be forbidden. Why? Because the loy pligi hanemara. We don't have machlekes regarding the abaya and rava. Ella, what do they disagree about? But akevay roya se'erva. If someone's heel, which is less significant, if that sees his nakedness, I believe roya se'erva. But it sounds like regarding if his heart sees his nakedness, kulam amay da'asa. Everyone's going to agree that it's going to be forbidden, and therefore the Taisa says that it would seem like that actually the ruling would be that it would be forbidden. I'm continuing the next taste of the Maschal. This begins with the words, the Gemara b'Hilchos Halacha is, Negeya Akevai, if the heel is touching the genital area, the private area, then it's going to be forbidden. This is going to explain what's the reasoning for that. The Gemara brought the Halacha that if the heel touches the Erva, it's forbidden to say Kriyishma, but if the heel just sees the Erva, it's permitted. So Taisa explains the time and the reason for this prohibition is because the Gezrinan, it's a rabbinic decree, if we allow Negeya Akeva, if we allow the heel to touch a genital area, Shemi Yiga B'yadav, then he might come to touch it not with his heel, but rather his hands. And as the Mishnah Berurah brings, there's a problem about touching with one's hands, because then it might bring Tahiru thinking other thoughts, which is the problem with Erva. And therefore, the Rabbana also said that even touching with the heel is prohibited. Continuing the next Taisa of Maschal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Graf Shel Rei, regarding receptacle of excrement, which Taisus comes to qualify that if it's made from a non-absorbent material, then actually there could be permissibility. The Gemara brought a braisa that a graf shel rei, a receptacle of excrement, or a urinal of urine, it's forbidden to recite Kriyat Shema facing them, even if there's nothing inside of them, because it's something that's so repugnant in that it's designated for excretory systems. Now, Pirush Rashi, when Rashi explains this halacha of graf shel rei, he says, what type of receptacle we're talking about? Shel cheres, balua. It's made out of earthenware and it absorbs. Now, Taisa says, mashma, it sounds like from Rashi, le pirusha, according to his interpretation, that it's only talking about regarding something that's absorbent. And therefore, even though it's clean now, but it has inside of it, it's all absorbed with this material and it's designated for it, that's a problem. Of a kleid le bala, but it sounds like, but if it's a vessel that doesn't absorb, like glass, then it would be permitted. If it's cleaned out, there's nothing inside, then it's non-absorbent, and therefore, even a graf shel rei would be permitted to say Kriyat Shema facing it. We turn the next taste of Maschal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, as long as you put in a revius of a leg of water, which Taste comes to qualify, that however, by a urinal, by a toilet, it wouldn't help to wash it out with water. That is, the Gemara brought a brisa that you cannot recite Kriyat Shema facing the Graf Shalrei and the Ovid Shemei Raglayim. And what's with the urine itself? Oh, then it's forbidden until you put water inside of it, which the Gemara said at Machlekes, you have to have a revius of water. Now, Tais says, but it sounds like that was only an idea, an option for the urine. Then you could add water. But it sounds like, but regarding the urinal itself, it sounds like that possibly that it wouldn't even help to put in water. And again, there are those who discussed this as a continuation of the previous tases, but again, that's the idea that we're saying, that you can't wash it out with the water, and that we see that the Bryce is only giving that as an option for the urine, but the urinal, that wouldn't help to wash it out. But again, as the previous tases says, but if something that's non-absorbent, then it could be that it would be permitted.